Bun everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and this is our once a week Prophecy Reality Edition Live. And we're in the studio on Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening at that time, come on over and join us. That would be noon Eastern time. And we have the studio cameras on, and we're going to talk about whatever's in the news, prophecy, reality. For the first hour, your calls, news items, questions, comments, anything that you'd like to talk about. And if you don't give me any ideas, I'll come up with something, I'm sure of it. And second hour, we're going to jump into part five of our history unveiling prophecy. So you'll want to make sure you stick around for that. Let's see. What do we got today? Ah, we have a scripture verse, and this from, who gave this to us last week?
Blue Raven, I believe.
Blue Raven in the chat room asked me a question. He said, who are the gods? So I'm going to put this scripture here on the screen for all to see. Psalm 82, he asks, who are the gods? In Psalm 82:1, a psalm of Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. And Blue Raven's not in the room yet, so I guess he'll catch it on the rerun or the rebroadcast. And he says, who are the gods? Well, all you have to do really is to keep reading. How long will ye judge unjustly? Who is he speaking to? Of course, he's speaking to the judges and the people in Israel that are judging unjustly. He's calling them gods. Of course, the word there in the Hebrew is Elohim, which refers to judges and rulers also, people who judge, okay? Of course, God is the great and supreme judge over all the universe, over all of creation, and over all other judges. He is the higher power of Romans chapter 8. I believe it's 8? Yes, chapter 8. He says, how long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Now he is instructing the judges to defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of ye are the children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations. And there was a reference to that that Jesus made, and we can find that at John chapter 10. Where was that at? John 10:34. Okay, I didn't mark the exact verse. 10:34. And Jesus answered and said to them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? Oh, there's a lot to that statement there. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, save him who the Father has sanctified and sent unto the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. But listen to this. He says, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? And go back to that. Who said that? He judgeth among the gods. I have said, ye are gods. Psalm 82:6. Of course, the Almighty speaking. And the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay, so I hope that answers any questions anyone has about that. What else do we have? I guess we'll look at some news items. And then perhaps by then we'll have some questions or calls. And if you want to call in, that number is 559-797-8537. Go to firstamendmentradio.net or .com and click on the chat button, you'll find that number in the upper right-hand corner. Below that number, you'll find a little YouTube screen there. You can watch my face and see any exhibits that I put on the screen while you chat with everyone else in the chat room, so you can watch and listen there. Okay, but if you go to First Amendment Radio homepage first, you're going to have to turn off the little player that pops up automatically to watch on the little YouTube screen. Because I get people going, I'm hearing you're overlapping, you know, but really it's them having two sources of audio. So make sure you check that. It's an easy mistake to make there. Okay, let's see. What do we got? We got some news items here from our friend in the studio here, our, what do we call him, semi-producer? Yes. I still have at my hand all the controls over the screen and stuff. Takes money to set up a real studio. Just ask Rick Wiles if you don't believe me. He can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and hasn't even got on the air yet. Okay, well, let's see. Oh, here's the article here. Let me put that on the screen for you. And this one is, I found this one kind of funny because I commented on stuff relative to this in my book, When the Third Temple is Built. And, boy, this thing's jumping around on me. There we go. It finally gave up all the jumping around. It says, Jubilee Call to Temple Mount echoes Six-Day War victory cry. Now, of course, this isn't the real Jubilee according to the Jubilee calendar. This is 50 years from 1967 and the Six-Day War. So they're just saying 50 years is, you know, because the Jubilee cycle, the year after the Jubilee cycle, the 50th year or the first year of the next cycle was called the Jubilee year because everything went back. The land went back, the slaves were set free, you know, and all debts were forgiven, and now everyone got their land back and their family, because someone may have in a prior generation have had to, you know, hawk the land and sell it for the remainder of the Jubilee cycle, but knowing it would return on the Jubilee. So anyway, they're saying 50 years, so it's not really a Jubilee, but it's a 50-year, what do they call it, a quincentennial, 50 years? Yeah, basically that's what it really is. They're just using the word Jubilee. And I like this, Six-Day War victory cry. And here we have a picture of the Dome of the Rock and all its glory today on the Temple Mount there. And the Knesset members and major rabbis is expected to bring record crowds to Temple Mount on Jerusalem's Jubilee next week. The United Temple Mount called the gathering a joyous echo of the original declaration made by Israeli soldiers 50 years ago when they announced victory. The Temple Mount is in our hands, they cried. 50 years after the IDF General Mahdi Gur said to the nation, the Temple Mount is in our hands. I cry out to you, men and women, religious and secular, come up to Jerusalem, to the Temple Mount with massive joy. And let me see, if the Temple Mount is yours, why is this thing still on the Temple Mount? Where's your victory? Well, why did they give their victory away? Why didn't they really claim it? They cried out, and now they're having a celebration of their victory. And here it is on the Temple Mount, 50 years later, the Dome of the Rock, shinier and cleaner than ever, and more glorious than ever. No temple to be found. Nothing on the Temple Mount that is Jewish or has to do with Judaism. Nothing at all. Where's their victory? They got a flag sticking up here. You see this flag in the picture, but that's not on the Temple Mount. That's in front of the Temple Mount. And they've got it there with the Dome of the Rock. I go, what's wrong with this picture? Now, if you read my book, When the Third Temple is Built, you would have read, I wrote a little bit about the Six-Day War. And, anyway, found some pictures here. Now, this is a picture of the Dome of the Rock in 1862. Check it out. In all its glory. Why is it so glorious today? More glorious than it was in 1967. when the Six-Day War ended and they claimed victory. You know, I happen to know, because I have some pictures, that they actually had a bulldozer there on the Temple Mount at the end of the Six-Day War when they let out their victory cry. You want to see those pictures of the bulldozer there? There is the bulldozer pushing stuff over. Here's the Dome of the Rock right there in the picture. See it? And there's the bulldozer. Why did they get that bulldozer up there on the Temple Mount and you know, push over the Dome of the Rock? You know, how can they claim victory when they pushed down some falling down buildings around the Temple Mount, but the Dome of the Rock still stands, and now we have Islam in all its glory still on the Temple Mount, in more glory than it had in 1967, more glory than it had in 1862. Okay? I mean, look at how decrepit and falling down this building is in 100 and whatever years ago, 1862. This is when photography first started becoming big. And that's a pretty good picture for a silver on glass picture taken with a box. You see those with the hood and all that stuff? Yeah, right. So what victory? You know, they're making a much ado about nothing, really, when... So anyway, you should read in my book, get my book if you haven't read it yet. You can get a copy for free by going to my Get the Book page and signing up for my blog and all that good stuff. Okay? You know how to do it. You've heard me tell you before how to do it, but go to the Get the Book tab there. But I write about it, and you know, why did they not? And I know why they did not. Because it was decreed by their Messiah, our Messiah, the Messiah of the whole world, the Messiah that they were waiting for, who suddenly came to the temple in about 29, 30 AD. He suddenly came to the temple. He was called the Messenger of the Covenant, according to Malachi. And he told them that Jerusalem would be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles was fulfilled. And of course, the time of the Gentiles, you can read all about that in Daniel chapter 2. The times of the nations, the times that the nations hold the earth and physically hold sway over the earth until Jesus returns. And that's when the times of the Gentiles would be put to an end, when the going back to Daniel chapter 2, when the rock, the stone that was cut out without hands, strikes the mystery Babylon, or times of the Gentiles, or nations, image, in the feet, and it crumbles to dust, and it's blown away like the chaff of the threshing floor. That's when the times of the Gentiles will be fulfilled. It will be ended. And then the stone, as Daniel reveals to Nebuchadnezzar and to us, recorded there in Daniel chapter 2, that stone becomes a great mountain. Yes, and it fills the whole earth, representative, of course, of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, and his kingdom filling the whole earth upon his return and for the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, of which we all await. And I also have another post on my website, also an addendum in that same book that I'm talking about. Let's see, where's a copy of that book? Here it is here. That book there. Okay. When the third temple is built, the rapture play will begin. So in that book, there's an addendum, and it is the most up-to-date version of my What Year Is It study. So you can get the book, read all about it, what's going to happen when they start to build that temple on the Temple Mount, and why, and read my commentary on the whole Six-Day War and why that happened, if you didn't understand what I just explained to you. Let's see, what else? Do we have any unfinished business from last week? Any new questions in the chat room? See, send out plenty of notifications, and well, we don't have very many people coming over here. Whoever is still tempted to sin also in his heart has not been born again. Traveler. Who is Traveler? Where's he from? I'm wondering if that's Richard. Is that you, Richard, in the chat room calling yourself Traveler? Could be. Haven't seen Richard in a while since he left the property here. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to think of something else. We had some more news items from our producer in the chat room there, so let me look those up for you. He says he doesn't want to take credit for it. Okay, well, we'll see if we're even going to look at it. It sure turned my screen white. Oh no, it says Hillary Clinton up in the tab. Really? Okay, well, this is from the New American. I guess we'll talk about it. Hillary Clinton forms Onward Together to oppose Trump. The election's over, Hillary. They didn't give it to you. They decided they liked Trump better. You're just too much trouble, you know? That's all. And nobody wants you anyway. Go home to your husband, Bill, okay? And try minding your own business. What can I say? I know, Onward Together. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that, Hillary. Well, you can see why Michael doesn't want to take credit for that, but he did give me the link, so credit you get. Onward Together to oppose Trump. Okay, well, I guess as far as prophecy in the news goes, unless you guys out there got something that you think is appropriate for prophecy in the news, I guess we're just going to have to stick with the good news, and that's God's Word and what it has to say about prophecy. Yes, indeed. Well, now I got to think of something to say. Where do I go with this? Well, I guess, let's see. No help. Let me take a sip of Java here and see if it helps any. Do we have any leftover questions or anything else from last week? Boy, oh boy. The needs of our ministry. Yeah, I made a little list here before the show. This is going to back to First Amendment Rights Media and Across the Border Publishing. That's our ministry here. Also, we would like the property here has been dedicated and put in a trust for the service of the gospel. So everything that goes on here is leaning toward that. We'd like to build the Across the Border Bible College here. Okay. And say we're looking for, let's see, we've sent James off to Bible College to get a degree, so we can have a degree teacher here. And I was even thinking of asking Greg Anthony to come here. You know, he has a law degree, so he could come here and teach law to our Bible students. That's right. And how we can use the law to further the gospel. That might be good. That might be something we can use. So we got ideas cooking here. So we need, you know, a couple million dollars for that, or even 100,000 would be nice. Our shortfall is, I don't know, it's hard to do this with a straight face sometimes, but it's a little bit serious. Let's see. We need a new well. We are on temporary water. We have a temporary water tank out there, but we do raise some of our own food here, and I think it would be an important part of our Bible college. Yeah, imagine that, a Bible college where you go off to Bible college, but you learn to work too and raise food. Like I would have a one day a week or a couple days a week where everyone had to work on the property to raise food or maintenance and things like that, where you actually work your way through Bible college and learn some skills that you can take to spread the gospel wherever you go. And of course, we would teach the Bible from a Protestant historicist position. because we searched, myself and James, when we were looking for a place for him to get a degree so he could come back here and teach. So this is long range. You know, it's not going to happen next week because James ain't going to get his degree next week. But we sent him off to Masters University, and he's going to start in August. And when he comes back, he's going to start teaching here using his degree so we can have a degree teachers here and people could actually earn degrees. Yes, that's kind of important in the world, these kind of things. But what's more important than any degree, of course, is your calling by the Almighty. See, I don't have a degree or any letters behind my name, but I do have, you know, over 40 years of Bible learning and study and, you know, like 20 years of teaching now. So that I should get an honorary degree just about anywhere, because I know probably more than most pastors in most churches, especially when I attend churches and I'm just appalled at what passes for teaching from the pulpit. Let's see. And so I'll get to that question there in a little bit. Tom, does that say Tom Jegg in the chat room? Is that Tom Jegg? Oh, Tom Jegg. Yeah, I'll get to your question there in a few minutes. I want to get through my list here and let everybody know what we're doing here. Let's see. We need new computers. And I put a link in the chat room earlier, and I'm going to put it in here now. I think that's still the same link. Yes. And we're starting to publish on Amazon. And there's a link right there. New News. Thank you for that, New News, for putting that in the chat room. to our Amazon, our first Amazon posting of the Hori Apocalypticae. So if you have Amazon Prime, go there and watch those. Put them on when you're working or doing something else, or just let them run, okay? And give them good reviews on Amazon Prime, because if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch them for free. And that's the whole idea, because there's millions of people that have Amazon Prime. And so we're going to start publishing. That's part of what we're doing here, is we're publishing. We're going to publish Protestant historicist stuff on Amazon Prime. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back from this break. You're listening to Cross Border Prophecy Reality Edition. And so...